The White House says it's likely that this Friday the federal government will officially declare cigarettes drug delivery devices. A year ago, the Food and Drug Administration proposed broad new rules on tobacco, rules aimed at restricting its use among young people. Since then, the FDA's controversial proposal has been working its way through the federal rulemaking process. NPR's White House correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. And Mara, what do we know about the specifics of this plan?
Well, we don't know all the details, Robert. We do know the broad outlines. We know that the president a year ago accepted the FDA's recommendation to restrict tobacco regulated as a drug, and that the FDA would promulgate a bunch of rules to restrict its use among young people only. We know that some of those recommendations included restrictions on advertising, for instance, stopping those Joe Camel ads from being put in publications that young people read. There would be certain restrictions on face-to-face sales, and vending machines would be restricted in areas that were frequented by kids. Now, since then, as you said, it's been working its way through the sausage-making machinery of administrative rulemaking. It's possible that some of those restrictions might be changed a bit. For instance, the advertising restrictions might be not as tough as the FDA first would have liked. But the White House did say today that the final rule will fulfill the president's health care objectives to curb tobacco use among young people.
Well, if cigarettes are declared drug delivery devices, then what happens? When does this actually go into effect?
Well, some of the rules could go into effect immediately, but others are already being challenged in court, and it's likely that a lot of the restrictions, especially on advertising, will be tied up in the courts for some time, and it might be many, many years before some of those restrictions actually are put into place.
Now, we've been expecting this move by the president for a long time.
That's right.
What would you say about the timing of it?
Well, I think that the only thing remarkable about his announcement is the timing. For a long time, we've known that he was going to announce this. We just didn't know when. But the timing this week does make perfect political sense. Just yesterday, the president got battered by a new report by the Department of Health and Human Services that drug use, illegal drug use among kids, was way up. The Republicans have been hammering him during the campaign for the fact that his war on drugs has been quite timid. The White House knows it's vulnerable on that. Now they are trying to get back on the offensive by reminding everyone that this is one drug that young people do use, that the president can do something about. And it also gives them a chance to remind people that Bob Dole is on the wrong side of this debate. He's the one who has said that tobacco might not be addictive.
I mean, do you think the political implications here are that tobacco is going to be an issue in the 96 presidential campaign?
Well, believe it or not, the president's pollsters and the president's chief strategist, Dick Morris, think that tobacco polls off the charts. This is something that parents are worried about. It's one of those issues that kind of crystallizes a lot of the worries that suburban parents have about their kids. Tobacco is considered to be a gateway drug. There are studies that show that the kids who do go on to smoke marijuana or use cocaine always started with smoking. And I think that, you know, the politics of this was figured out long ago in the White House. They knew that this would be unpopular in certain tobacco-producing states. They figured they wouldn't get those votes anyway. In states like California, which is a very health-conscious state, this stand against tobacco use among young people is extremely popular. It's something that the White House believes will hurt Bob Dole. And you can expect to hear from the Clinton campaign in the coming days a lot more information about how Bob Dole is in the pocket of the tobacco companies, that he takes a lot of money from tobacco interests.
Paint him as the pro-tobacco candidate.
That's right. That's what they're going to try to do.
Well, Mara, thank you. NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from the White House.